What's a curtain?
It's our play along at home or in the car or on the train quiz. Let me know how it goes. 81199.
Oh, what's a curtain?
A brand new week and everything to play for, people. Are you ready for it? Let's do our first one. First situation.
Oh, what's a curtain?
First one's about one of your favourite TV shows.
Right.
You know Loose Women.
Oh, my God. Can I just pass on this question?
No.
I refuse to answer any questions to do with this show.
What,
I'll just give Becky the point.
What are your thoughts on Loose Women?
It's full of bitter old women. Slagging off men. Apart from Jackie Brambles.
Yeah, she's nice.
Nice. We like Jackie Brambles.
I think it's really good.
Well, aren't men rubbish? Mm. Ooh, let's buy some new shoes. That. It is mostly.
They have guests and talking points.
Yeah.
Like, aren't men rubbish?
Now, on today's show, guess what they're talking about? Men.
Men being right. Rubbish.
Well, they were talking about how messy men are. And do you know what?
It's so good.
I'll tell you what, they found it flipping hilarious, chappers.
Right, did they?
Yep. Here's my question to you. How long on today's Loose Women were they laughing about how rubbishly messy men are? In seconds, please.
In seconds?
Yeah. Or minutes.
I was going to say, 5.5 minutes. So,
you love that show. Chapa says 5.5 minutes. This is non-stop, like, side-splittingly hilarious laughing, all right? Not just a little giggle. This is, like, proper belly laughing. Are you sure you want to stick with 5.5 minutes?
Why, do you think I've gone too low?
Becky?
Minute.
1 minute. Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's a curtain?
Aren't men blooming messy, aren't they? Oh, and isn't it funny? Here's today's Loose Women.
Is it messy?
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
I do!
Why is this funny?
I take him in hand and I clear up after
him. But you did, though. You did go to his
yes,
house
I did,
and you
thank
did,
you.
Like, you sorted it out, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did, because yeah, I walked yeah in and... although it was some very nice things. Although it had some very nice... It's a beautiful house, it's a lovely yeah house, but it was just messy.
Did she?
Thank you. It was just messy. It was just messy. So I did get the back out. Hot water. They don't seem to do washing up very well either.
No. So...
They?
Can I...
Stereotype an old bin.
What? Can I ask what is funny about that? And what am I missing there? I got the vac out. God. What?
Ow. What's a curtain?
It's actually 1 minute and 10 seconds, so Becky gets the point. Well done, Becky.
Thank you.
Can I just say, it's not just men who hate Loose Women. Becky in Bridgend, Helen in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Both hating it.
Yeah.
God, I'm so angry.
I know.
Really?
How can you be so angry?
How dare
she
say they don't do the washing up? What do you mean they don't do the washing up? If it had been, if that was the other way round...
Does he wash up? Yeah, I don't like it when he gets like this.
His cheeks have gone all red and everything.
He is properly annoyed, look. Now, is it just those ladies on Loose Women that find that funny? Well, I wanted to find out, so we asked 10 people on the street, is your partner messy? How many of them would find it as side-splittingly funny as the bitter women on Loose Women did?
None.
Oh.
10 people on the street?
None.
Not one. Okay, Becky?
Well, I want to say none as well, but I can't, can I? Or can I? What are you saying, Quizmaster? No.
I'd like to have a different answer, if possible.
One.
Thank you. Let's find out. Oh, no, that's wrong.
that wasn't funny.
Let's find out.
Oh,
It's funnier than it's your partner.
What's the
messy. Okay. We asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain, is your partner messy? How many did a belly laugh?
Is your partner very messy?
No.
Is your partner very messy?
My partner? I'm a student, so I have no partners.
Is your partner very messy?
No, she's impeccable, actually. I'm the messy one.
Why aren't they laughing?
Is your partner very messy?
No, he's quite tidy.
Can you tell me, is your partner very messy?
Messy? No, she's very house proud.
Okay, that's brilliant. Is your partner very messy?
No, I am.
Is your partner very messy?
No.
Is your partner very messy?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Is your partner very messy?
Kind of.
Is your partner very messy?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, so just the one person there that laughed.
Wow.
But compare that to this.
Is he messy?
Yes!
After him! Do you clean up after him?
Oh! What's occurring?
2 points, Becky. Well done. Guy, how well do you know your partner, would you say?
Fairly well,
Becky?
Maybe.
How about yours?
Yeah, really well.
Yeah. Now, I've got three couples on today, right? These are three couples that I know.
Right.
Mates of mine and colleagues okay. and stuff. And I asked them a question. And the question... If your partner was to have plastic surgery, what would they have done? This is what would they have done, okay? What would yours have done, Chappers?
What would mine have done? I'd say they wouldn't have anything done because I wouldn't like to be as rude to the opposite sex as loose women.
Okay. And Becky, what would your partner have done?
No, I don't think anything. I think he'd probably
so you're
probably
both
say,
swerving it.
No, I think he'd probably say about me liposuction, and I'd probably say the same.
Right. Okay. So let's see how well these couples that I know their partners. How many out of the three couples that get it right, both of them say the same thing?
I will say... Sorry, I'm still angry. I will say two.
So two people agree that's what they have done, okay? Both members of the couple. Okay, two, yes?
Becky?
I hope three, otherwise you've ruined at least one relationship. So three, keeping my fingers
crossed.
Three
out of three. Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
This is a very dangerous question.
Yeah, you're telling me.
But let's do it. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, what's your partner's name?
Dion.
Okay, and how long have you been going out with Dion?
About 3 years.
Is it 3 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Here's my question to you, right? If Dion was to have plastic surgery...
Yeah.
What kind of surgery would she get done?
Is there a restriction? I mean, like, is it just one thing that she has to have done, or...?
Well, does she need a lot?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, what she probably would do is maybe have... The only thing I'm thinking is maybe have her nose turned up slightly.
She'd have her nose done?
Yeah.
So what is wrong exactly with Dion's nose?
Nothing at all, really.
Is it a big old hooter?
No, not at all.
All right, let's find out. Give me a second. Hi, Dion.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Now, I just asked Rob, right, if you were to have cosmetic surgery, which bit would you get done?
Ankles.
Why?
Because I've got cankles.
You've got cankles?
Yeah.
What are they?
You know, like calves that go straight down into ankles, like tree trunk legs.
I didn't know they were called cankles.
They are.
But I quite like it.
Ankles.
Robbie, tell Dion what you said.
Well, I said it'd be maybe more on the basis of having her nose slightly turned up at the end.
Right, so that's the wrong answer you gave there, Rob.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of having a nose job, Dion?
No.
Okay, well, would you consider it now he wants you to have one?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's all I needed to know. Thanks very much to both of you there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, bye.
Ooh. I like the way you kind of got out of that as quickly as possible and just left them to it. Really?
So that was a no there for Robbie and Dion, my
friends. Well, I don't understand the no. Why would she want... Why would he think...
She says ankles as well.
And well, I've never heard of that thing before.
Well, the first thing you get done...
Doesn't everybody's calves go into their ankles?
Yeah. She must think she's well hot.
She is quite hot. Oh. Okay, next one. Will they get it right? Hi, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's your partner's name, please?
It's Christopher.
Christopher, how long have you been seeing Christopher?
Not very long now. I guess it's about 6 years.
Oh, my God.
6 very, very quick and fun years.
That's right. Let's say that Chris... Right, money's no object here, OK? Yeah. Let's say Chris is going to have plastic surgery.
OK.
What would he have done?
On any part...
anything. Money, no object. You can have anything done.
What would he have done? I think he might say... Just a little top of his nose needs maybe a little bit of attention, but...
All right, so a nose job. OK, give me a second. Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hello.
Now, I just asked Alex, if you were to have some work done, some cosmetic surgery, what bit would you have done?
Oh, my God.
What would you have?
Right now?
Anything you're not particularly happy with, or...?
I've never liked my ears.
Your ears? So you'd have them done? What, pin back or something?
Yeah, I think so.
So you're saying ears?
Yeah. Although I am trying to get rid of a bit of weight around the stomach, so maybe that would be a second option. But I'll go with ears as my first option.
Okay, thank you. Alex, what did you say again?
I did actually say the little top bit of his nose. How rude! No, only because I thought we had that problem, you trying to put some glasses on the top bit. We can never find...
Your glasses keep falling off.
We can never find a pair of sunglasses.
I'm stupid with glasses on.
I think your ears are lovely.
So you like his ears, but you hate his nose?
That's just great, isn't it?
Thanks very much for ending our relationship.
Thanks for the lovely 6 years.
So, Chris, have you ever considered having anything done to your nose?
Yeah, I sort of thought about it.
You'd really like the nose job to happen quite soon.
That's a terrible thing to say. Absolutely.
Did you say
not.
That to him?
No, why?
So, what are you doing, you horrible man?
Another no there, though, from Alex and Chris.
His glasses keep falling. I really want to see this person's nose. No.
All right, last one out of three. None so far. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You're right. What's your partner's name, then?
Gemma.
Now, Gemma, I think I know Gemma, don't I? She works here.
Yes, she does.
We know Gemma, yeah, very well.
Yeah, for you.
Mike, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
If Gemma was to have any plastic surgery, remember, money's no object here, she can have done whatever she wants, what do you think she would go for?
Maybe breasts.
Breasts?
Maybe, yeah.
What, bigger ones or smaller ones?
Yeah, bigger.
Bigger, okay, right. Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Now, I just asked Mike, your boyfriend, right, if you were to have cosmetic surgery, what bit would you get done?
Okay, I'd get my boobs done.
Right, why?
Because they're too small.
Oh.
I'd get some liposuction, maybe.
Yeah, all right, love, you can only have one thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, just the boobs then.
And Mike, what did you say?
I did say boobs, yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
So, you want to have your boobs done, and so does he. Wow. So, one out of three couples there.
But it's...
I like the way he went...
Maybe breasts.
Maybe breasts.
But that could still provoke an argument, though, couldn't it?
People are going to want that on their phone now. Gemma's boyfriend going...
Maybe breasts.
Right, who's won today's I Was Occurring? Yeah, well done, Becky. It's 5:47 on Radio 1, and here's the news with Hannah Morrison.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.